This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata.
The word duet usually refers to a song, but in a sense, every human conversation is a duet, with unwritten rules about when participants take their turns to speak. You can hear how awkward it sounds when the rules are broken, as with the slight delay between this ABC News host and the astronaut Rick Mastracchio.
So give us an idea of what you guys go through on a daily basis.
Okay, well, we wake up fairly early. We get about
That long pause, pretty uncomfortable, especially if you're not talking to someone on the space station. We humans first get a feel for this back-and-forth rhythm when we're still babbling babies. And it turns out, same goes for songbirds in learning their duets.
What you should hear is something like the whistle, like, and then something like, and then, but then you hear, like, it's, yeah, I'm not very good at doing the song, but it seems that only one bird is singing. That's how good they are.
Carla Rivera Caceres, a postdoctoral fellow at the University of Miami. She and her team recorded the formative songs of a bird called the canebrake wren in their nests in the Costa Rican forest. Here's the same baby bird singing just 2 weeks earlier. Listen for it trampling on the lines of its parent in the second half of this duet. Again, for reference, here's the improved version when the bird had learned to take turns. Rivera Caceres analyzed the progress of 13 juvenile birds, and she was able to determine that the youngsters didn't just naturally mature into this ability to sing a duet. They gradually picked up their duetting skills from the adults they practiced with, a trait they share with humans in learning their species' conversational rhythms. This study is in the journal Royal Society Open Science. And these findings might provide a window into our own language learning, too.
Understanding songbird has helped us understand more about how human language is acquired, and understanding the neural machinery and the genetic machinery that controls that vocal learning. It gives us the tools to explore more how these rules are processed in the brain.
No word yet on whether it may also reveal why some humans have such trouble carrying a tune.
There was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord, but you don't.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.
It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall.